Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. After faith, the second most important requirement of our religion is to profess high morals. Our religion requires that we conform to certain minimum standards of morality so that we are able to earn the blessings of the Almighty. At one place in the Quran, in Surah Bani Israel, the Quran has mentioned 10 things which a person has to adopt or refrain from in order to conform to the standards of essential morality. In this session, we shall take a look at these 10 directives, which can rightly be called the 10 commandments of the Quran. In Surah Bani Israel, where these commandments are mentioned, the whole directives which are mentioned here are encircled by a directive which asks us to refrain from polytheism. In the Quran, this style is adopted where the importance of a thing is highlighted. The importance of refraining from polytheism is one such directive, and therefore it encircles this whole group of 10 commandments. The first of these 10 commandments is that a person is required to worship the Almighty. Now, worshipping the Almighty is not only an internal feeling, an internal expression of his humility before the Almighty, it also relates to his external self. When a person is humble before God, he shows humility and modesty before him. The internal expressions of this humility and modesty manifest in supplicating before him, in calling him, in beseeching him, in bending before him, in kneeling before him. And when a person's external form also shows worship to the Almighty, then it is in fact in the form of obedience that he must show to the Almighty and follow all the directives in this regard which he has been given in the divine books. The second commandment, or the second directive which the Quran mentions, is treating parents with kindness. It is an obvious fact that after the Almighty, the greatest right which a person can have on a person is that of the parents. The parents are those people who bring into existence a person. And as such, he must discharge his primary obligation towards him. The Quran says that one has to show obedience, and not only obedience, but treat them with kindness. Parents must be treated with a lot of respect. They have to be obeyed. And one must not forget the fact that these parents were the ones who actually were responsible for his development and progress when he was someone who could not go on in this world without the help of his parents. And the Quran says very explicitly that a person is required to pray also for his parents, and the words of the prayer are Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. O Lord, shower your mercy upon my parents the way they were merciful to me when I was a meek little existence. So the second commandment, or the second directive in this regard, is that a person is required to obey his parents not only outwardly but also from the depth of his own heart. The third requirement, or the third commandment, is spending in the way of God. Now, a person is required not only to pay zakat or something which is obligatory upon him, but to go beyond it. Spending in the way of God entails spending on the needs of others. A person who is sensitive to his surroundings, a person who lives in a society in which there are people who are poor and deprived, is required to show sympathy and to spend his wealth on them. And for this, the Quran even says that one should save wealth, and one should not spend wealth in such a manner when one is required and when the need arises that he needs to spend on someone else, he finds himself empty-pocketed. Similarly, a person is also required not to spend on things which are prohibited, and he must also not spend on things which are a means of deceit and deception, and which are basically of the basis of pomposity and show-off. The fourth directive in this regard is that a person is required to be a chaste and modest person. The Quran says, لا تقرب الزنا. He must not go near fornication. It does not merely say that he must not fornicate. It says that he must not go near fornication, which in other words means that he should not adopt anything and leave aside everything which is instrumental in taking him towards this horrendous evil, which is called zina or fornication. The Quran has given a whole etiquette of modesty and and gender intimacy and gender interaction in which a person is obliged and obligated to adopt so that he refrains from going even near what fornication is. The fifth commandment in this regard is that one must not kill anyone. Human life possesses great sanctity, and a person who perpetrates this crime is a very, very grievous defaulter in the eyes of the Almighty. The sixth commandment in this regard given by the Quran, which qualifies as the sixth commandment, is that one should refrain from misappropriating the wealth of the orphans of whom he is in charge. If a person is in charge of orphans, he must not expend their wealth in a manner through which he gets his own benefits. He should wait till the time an orphan is of age, and he should hand over the money which he has in his trust and which actually belongs to the orphans. And misappropriating the wealth of an orphan is a very heinous crime. It's a serious crime in the eyes of the Quran. The seventh commandment which the Quran has directed us in this matter is to fulfill our promises. The whole religion which we follow is actually a covenant, a pledge, a promise to the Almighty. We are required to follow all promises, and we must keep intact the word which we have given other people. In this regard, the Quran is so strict that at one place where it has mentioned that there were certain treaties which had been concluded with the mushrikeen and which were to be revoked, it said that if these treaties are time-bound, and some of them were in fact time-bound, then they shall be fulfilled until the time of their expiry. And in this matter, there has to be no compromise. The eighth directive which the Quran has given is honesty in weighing. It says that a society in which people do not weigh properly in the market, they are the worst of creatures. We know the whole nation of the Prophet Shu'aib were indulged in this heinous crime. They did not weigh properly. They would not like people to get things in full measure. However, they would like when they would be weighed for, they would get full measure. This, of course, is intolerable. And a society in which the market runs on the principle of misappropriation and dishonesty in weighing is a society which really needs to be reformed. The ninth directive in this regard is to refrain from speculations. When a person speculates, he actually bases his actions on something which does not exist. He gives his life to superstitions. A person is required to take decisions based on concrete facts. He must not speculate. Similarly, he must not spread rumors. He must not have bad estimations about other people's characters. He must not always go after things which are not his own requirement. And the tenth and the last commandment in this regard is that a person should refrain from pride and conceit. These two things really contaminate the character of a person. A person who is proud and supercilious is one who considers himself to be superior to others. And this is something which is very, very evil in the eyes of the Almighty. These then are the Ten Commandments of the Quran, and they consist of certain directives which we must adopt, and there are certain other directives and certain other evils from which we must refrain. And if we study the Quran, we come to the conclusion that if we follow these commandments, and then after following these commandments, we fall into some sin, some small sin, it is the promise of the Almighty that He will forgive us for those sins. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.